The 10 o'clock hour of Woody and Tausch begins now. Jesse, thanks, by the way, not for cutting my questions and answers, but for keeping Matt Carney at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I know you have to do some jiggering with the YouTube stream to be able to keep that, but it's great to, I still enjoy hearing
our
Matt.
Apologies to anyone on the video stream. You do not hear the dulcet tones right now, but the rest of us do. So, appreciate
that. Is he a royalty guy, though? Does he get royalties?
He is.
Yeah, so that's why
is.
We don't.
Yeah.
Now, and I have said this, I think we're pretty good friends now.
You guys are boys.
I think he would say, you guys can use all my stuff. Thanks for playing my music. But I don't think YouTube would, it's kind of like those commercials for whatever the company is that you can do like your will, which I should do, on like online. And the guy like pops up and says, nope, doesn't count.
Yep.
I think that's what YouTube would do if we said, hey, Matt Carney told us we could use all his music. And they would say, nope, doesn't count.
As a radio station, we pay a fee to be able to play music all we want. And YouTube and other streaming platforms say, don't care. And that's how we get flagged for stuff. So, yeah.
What a world.
We lost Tausch. She lost interest in that. Let's get back to your calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go up to Minneapolis, where we will have a preseason game, the Bishop's Charities game, per Tausch.
Tito's Bowl. I like that idea. Tito's Bowl up there.
Thank you very much. Maybe Evan Cohen will be the sideline reporter. Let's go to Patrick in Minneapolis. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
You guys aren't really high-volume call guys, are you?
We usually are. Today, we have dawdled a little bit and kept you on hold just so it feels like we're higher volume than we actually are.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate the transparency. This is going to be a little Wildy-esque here.
I'll give you an anecdote followed
by a question. Jason, a number of years ago, you were on a Saturday segment of like an ESPN Wisconsin show, and you shared that you were on the call from the Mall of America's amusement park, formerly known as Camp Snoopy. And now I live about 15 minutes from the mall. And so my firstborn son, Vince, and I hauled blank over there to try to find you. And the end of the story is this. It turns out there's a lot of middle-aged white dudes in sports hoodies out and about in this Midwestern metropolis, and they all kind of look alike. So no luck there. My question then is this. Jason, will you be making the haul to the Twin Cities to cover Tausch's Tito's Bowl?
I will be. We're actually going to go on Friday. That's why I was considering maybe having Jesse slide into my chair. That was a late decision once we knew that the game was on Sunday. I'll be there. So I'll let you know which hoodie I'm wearing so I'm easier to find.
There you go. I'd appreciate it.
Why are you going to this
game? That'd
be
great.
Because when...
Just for a vacation?
Yeah. When we made plans for me to cover this game...
Okay.
Also, it is on CBS, which is, as you may or may not know, WISC is an affiliate of CBS. So we have the game. So that is exciting for us
Channel
as
3000.
Well.
This game is going to blow. I'm not going to sit here.
If you would be so kind, I know we don't sell ice cream at Channel 3000, but if you could not say this game. This game is going to blow. That would be great.
This is intriguing to me what goes into it. Now,
Patrick,
if it's all for...
what other thoughts did you have on your call?
I just wanted to stir the pot, I guess.
In fairness, the Badgers
you
game
did.
The Badgers game that was on Channel 3 also blew this year.
Let's
end on maybe a positive. I don't know. They're in the playoffs, and despite being the seventh seed, all the teams above them are, you know, I think beatable. Philly seems to be finding their groove at the right time, and I'd rather go to Chicago with the hope that a galvanizing win could shift momentum. Don't have a ton of faith they can beat three in a row, but you know, I'd love to be proven wrong. And at least they have. So you're telling me there's a chance is
Absolutely.
What it comes down to.
Indeed. Yep. There's also a chance that I'll see you on Saturday at Nickelodeon Universe. Thanks, Patrick. We appreciate the call. You know what doesn't
I'm telling you, Patrick, I think, puts it perfectly.
Yeah.
You get one win in the playoffs, man. I'm telling you, momentum is a hell of a deal. If the Rams had the one seed, I would say we don't have a shot because we'd go to L.A. We'd get beat. If San Fran ends up with the one seed, which is very possible, I watched their defense get torched by a team that couldn't score a point against us until the last 3 minutes. Okay? So all of a sudden, I'm not saying, but I ain't saying it ain't, you end up with Chicago and San Fran, I've seen crazier blank happen. That's all I'm saying. San Francisco, this isn't, if Freddie Varner and Bosa were still healthy, I would say not happening. But they ain't.
Well.
And by the way, if ifs and buts are candy nuts, we'd all have a merry good old Christmas. If we had Tucker Kraft and we had Micah, we're the two seed, maybe the one seed. Nobody can prove that, so you can tell me I'm a blowhard. Fine, I don't care. It's how I feel.
I'm blowing.
So this thing, while it feels like, and we always do this, the problem is Sunday you could say, well, this will be a momentum builder. Now, and I'm not going to poo-poo because it's the Channel 3000 Bowl, it sounds like, up in Minnesota. So I ain't going to poo-poo it. I love Burnsy and the whole team over there. But this game Sunday.
Thanks.
Whether we win or lose or how it plays out,
FBI
ain't gonna have
is a great
jack
show,
to
too,
do.
By the way. FBI is fantastic.
It ain't going to have jack to do with what we do in Chicago the following week. It's just not.
Speaking of things that blow, the wind blows. And luckily, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin do not. They block it instead.
No, indeed it does. And it might be hard to find that good bargain during the shopping season, but Pella wants to make everybody's holiday brighter and clearer through beautiful new windows. And you just, man, the holidays. Now we got a little snow again. Not that blech, rainy and blech. Now you can look out and you see snowflakes hitting. If you want to put it, here's what I envision, Jason. You're sitting in a nice upright chair. You got a pipe with a little ashtray right next to you, and you're just looking out with the wind, staying outside, and the snow just fluttering against those beautiful windows, and you have that beautiful view. And right now, pay zero interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry up. This deal ends December 31st, so schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Such a banger.
Boy, I hope this stays royalty-free because this is good. I put this on my playlist.
This one, yeah. And then there's one that sounds like it's a version of a Boston tune. It's got kind of a Boston feel, the band, but not the city. If we could bring back some of that royalty-free Christmas music at some point next season when the holidays arrive, that'd be great as well.
Hey, boys. Quick question for you. I know the one seed is not decided in either conference yet.
That's correct.
And I don't know if I might pull back on my most important one seed depending on who wins it. If you had to predict right now who's playing in Santa Clara in February, who are you picking?
I'm picking the Rams.
Okay.
Who I know have had their issues. And
I think the Rams, Jason, need to be the 5 seed to do it. Okay, continue.
Okay. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I'm picking New England.
Okay.
Look, further evidence And I guess he was part of this equation, right? He was the head coach down there at the time with Malik Willis, right? But Mike Vrabel's a hell of a coach, man. And the fact that they got rid of him in Tennessee tells you how dysfunctional Tennessee's organization is, right?
Yeah, their ownership group's a hot mess.
Yeah. But so that's what that would be how I would answer that question today. I reserve the right to change my mind. Where do you fall on that?
So if Seattle gets the one seed and beats San Francisco, which is what I expect to happen, I got Seattle, and I got I'm with you. I think New England's the best team in that side.
Okay, we will see how it plays out.
Sleeper. If Houston can win the division, which Jacksonville almost gagged it away yesterday, Houston's nobody wants to play Houston.
You're right about that.
All right.
I still think Philadelphia is going to win the NFC.
They get some favorable matchups. I don't want Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay's beating Philly, so I don't want to see that matchup. Yeah. We need to play the Bears.
Philadelphia plays defense and they run the football. They can't do a lot else great, but
they
do
don't
enough.
Run the football. What game have you been watching?
Well, they don't run the football as
Philly
well
can't
as they
run
should.
At all.
I have a feeling like there's going to be this switch that they flip that Saquon Barkley is going to get going in the playoffs because that's
and maybe run Jalen a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
They are capable of running the football. How about that? They are not that they have, but they are capable of it, and they've shown us before.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Tim in Milwaukee on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Then we'll get to Reggie and Mo and Jason and Ron and Rock and Scott. But Tim, you're first. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
holding
on.
Had a long time to think about my I was going to say it's been a journey to get here, but here I am. I also take it from this listening to the show for the last, hour and a half that Jason's a huge Rashawn Gary fan. But my question, I've had a long time to think about the new question I wanted to ask because I've listened for a while, is difficult one to maybe do now, but taking a step back from next week in Minnesota, playing Chicago or Philly, where do you guys see sort of the team bigger picture moving forward? Obviously, injuries have played a big role, but whatever happens in the playoffs, things can happen. But currently, where we are right now, what is the big picture takeaway we should, as fans, should have about the team for the rest of this season, obviously, but more importantly, even like into next season?
This is a great question. Yeah. Because I try not to be this guy, so I just want to clarify. I don't have anything against Rashawn Gary personally. I really don't. Our relationship is fine when he's in the locker room. I don't think he's a bad guy, any of those things. I just don't understand. And you and I, one of our more heated discussions and arguments has been over him being elite once upon a time. And again, he tore his ACL. Lots of guys have come back better. And as you have taught us, every ACL tear is different. I have a hard time saying that what appears to be questionable effort at times is related to his ACL tear several seasons ago. I just think that there is a responsibility for first-round picks. There's a responsibility for highly paid players. And especially when he's one of their veteran guys. We just got done talking about veteran players.
Got a C on his chest.
Yeah, he's a seventh-year guy. I don't think it's wrong to say that they need more from him. I don't think that's harsh criticism by me. To Tim's point, look, there are a lot of big-picture questions here. We mentioned Josh Jacobs earlier. We talked about Rashawn Gary. I mean, I have colleagues, not the same ones that think there's a quarterback controversy, other colleagues, who think Matt LaFleur will not be the coach next year. That is their opinion. Now, I think you go down to Chicago and beat the Bears and win a playoff game as the seventh seed. I think that wipes that off the table.
What if they lose?
I don't think that is wiped off the table. I don't know.
So you're like, one of your own colleagues?
No, I don't know. I'm not saying
well,
that it will
happen.
Just ask
you.
This guy is saying yes, and I said I don't think it's off the table. Not the same as my colleague who thinks if they don't win a playoff game, he will be fired. I don't think that.
Okay. Hey.
Now,
thanks
on top
for the
of that,
clarification.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Don't get so mad when somebody follows up with you. Don't get mad when people follow up.
That wasn't a follow-up.
Big J's all
you're
about,
basically
right?
Basically, one of your old colleagues. So here's
Jesse
here's
liked
the,
it. Jesse thought it was apropos. Yeah, he did.
I have a colleague who's upset about our audio clipping situation around here, and
yeah,
it's me.
He's a jerk too, calling you out on air. My colleague's a jerk star.
Are you done?
Yes. Continue.
So I understand that is also part of the big picture question that Tim is asking, because I don't know. And here's the problem. Who the hell knows what Ed Policy thinks? Because the argument that I hear from people who think, oh, yeah, he might fire him, is that, hey, his dad fired Bill Walsh.
Sure.
Which is not wrong, right? I just
let me tell you something. My old man would work 20 hours a day combining fields for other people. Like, just because your dad does something doesn't mean you're going to. I'm not
agreed.
Doing that.
Right. No, you're definitely not. Although you could have if you wanted to, because you know how to operate a combine. Right? You do know how to operate
sure.
that, right? Yeah, sure. Fill up a silo.
I wouldn't want to have to go harvest a bunch of corn right now. I'd figure it out. Those things are basically autopilots now, anyway.
As long as it's not three
hit
out of three, you've got it under control.
Hit a button right, let's get and you're to good.
Let's get to another call. That's a deep cut, by the way, if you didn't get that reference. Sorry.
I didn't get that reference.
Driving on the Beltline.
No, when
come
I blew
on,
the,
Jesse.
When I blew the truck up because I couldn't shift because it's three on a tree? Get that clip ready, Jell. I want to hear that clip. Check the tape.
I'm sure it's somebody else's fault.
I think it was July of 2022.
Let's get one more call in before the break. Let's go to Reggie in Texas. Reggie, thanks for holding on, buddy. We appreciate you. What do you got?
Oh, first of all, Matt, get Tausch down here and help me mend a few fences and round up some strays if he's good with his hands on a horse.
Let's count me in to see that.
I got a big good stocking stuffer, Big 50, written by Drew Olson and some other guy, Jason something or other.
That guy sucks.
Good reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the one person right. that bought that book, huh?
Good one!
I wish I could say I bought it.
I was going to say, somebody gave it to him.
It was a gift.
Tens
nobody's
of copies
that
sold.
People are actually paying you to take that book. All right, go ahead, Reggie.
I was going to make this point. First of all, Tausch, another great point. He's educating the masses. I love the comment, the brutality of the business. And the brutality of the business is this. The Packers are getting whooped at the line of scrimmage. It's been three games. They've punted once in three games. They've lost all three. You just can't continue to live the way they are. They had 13 plays in the first half. They ran 13. Your defense is going to be exhausted by the end of the game, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Now, when you give up Kenny Clark, Wyatt gets hurt, your interior line is just being manhandled. And as far as Gary goes, sports teams, there are sports that kind of cross over to each other. A sack in football is like a home run in baseball. When you can get them, they change the game. If you lose a home run hitter, that's a part of your lineup someone has to pick up for. The Packers haven't had a sack in three games. Now, it wasn't big on Saturday, but they're not getting to the quarterback. And you know what? That secondary, the lack of a number one cornerback. Mixon is a nice player, good number two corner. He should be returning kicks. Now, they can't do that because they can't risk injury. I appreciate your time. I'm going to hang up and let you all respond.
Well, first
I disagree. He should be returning kicks. Like that's foolish talk. Reggie, I love you. This is Deion Sanders can return kicks. I think old boy can go and return a couple kicks. All right. Couple things off of that. one of the things, and I heard a lot of fans on Twitter and commenting after the game, because that fourth and one play that led to some of this disparity in snap count and everything else, they went gun. And trust me, doing the Badgers with Phil Longo as the offensive coordinator, it was like clockwork. When we had short yardage and we'd get stuffed, my phone would blow up. And and when we went under center this year, I swear, I don't even know if we got the first down. It was like, this is fantastic. The reason, and Jason, you can ask this question, or if somebody did already, obviously on this show we don't get clips, so I don't know. But he went under center the play before, and old boy fumbled the snap and was fortunate to get it, and I believe that's why they went gun on fourth and one. And it got stuffed. It was a cascade of just blech. And that was a turning point in the game. It was one of the, you know, we're not punting. Well, yeah, we're going for it on fourth and one from the 30, where in the old days we'd have punted, but we're not punting and we ain't converting. Those are bad combos. The best our defense played is after we butchered things on offense. They went up, bowed up. When they started on the 35, it was like the guys went out there and I think they were like, oh, this is a refreshing breath of air. We don't have to start on the 25-yard line? Well, then unfortunately, 9-yard gash, 20-yard throw, touchdown air, Lambeau leap, and that was the nature of the game. So I just wanted to bring that up. Go ahead, Jay.
I think those are all good points. I do think that there are people that get very frustrated on short yardage when you line up in the shotgun. But they did. They mangled the snap. Now, again, the way things went with Sean Ryan, who I think has played really good football for them.
I think he's been good.
But, like, there's no, and I understand it's a different quarterback, although he played two-thirds of the game with Malik Willis in Chicago. When he's canning a play, you can't send the snap back. I mean, that's a pretty big mistake, and that's how you end up with Tausch referencing the meme of the guy saving kicks with his face, because that's what happened to Malik Willis on that play. That can't happen. That was a colossal mistake, and they were lucky that they escaped with only 3 points being given up. But, look, there were a lot of things that went wrong. I'm really curious because the part of this, and we haven't gotten to this discussion, because, and I think we need to, along with the clips I sent Jesse, is the fact that they just got to feel good about themselves again by playing good football. And I do think there's value in that, but is it worth the risk to try and do that? I'm not sure that is. And then talk about a polluted mindset. I was having this conversation with a couple of other reporters yesterday. Well, what if they play their guys and Brian Flores' defense eats their lunch? What does that do for their confidence?
They just did it to Detroit when Detroit needed to win to stay alive.
Correct, yes.
How's Detroit feeling today? Detroit's probably feeling it. I don't know how bad we're even feeling. I just wonder how many people are actually thinking we're a good football team now. Because I still believe – I just don't know if I can believe in the defense, and I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, I have been on the train all year of this defense, and obviously when Micah went out, my whole overview of this defense changed completely because he's a stud and he's such a game wrecker. Mm-hmm. But I just believe that Jeff Hafley would find a way, and he did last week, and I believe he will again. I just, for whatever reason, we didn't have it, and you could say it's all of a myriad of things. But Saturday night was just – I hope it's just one big old anomaly, and we get back to being what we've been for the vast majority of the season, which is a pretty good defense.
And what you've been for the vast majority of since you turned 21 – is a drinker of Coors Light.
Indeed, Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, at Golden, Colorado.
We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Calls, because after I worked so hard on clipping those exchanges with Matt LaFleur, I'd like to play some of them.
Been there before.
You know the feeling. Poor Jesse. Let's go to Mo in Illinois. Mo, thanks for holding on. How are things with your Bears fan friends down there in Chicago?
They're a little quiet today, which makes me very happy, but I would say we don't have much reason to be talking either as Packers fans, given what we saw with that debacle on Saturday night. And if I were to describe this team in one word this season, I would describe the 2025 Green Bay Packers as immature. They're a very immature team. You know, when you lose to the Browns and the Panthers, while you're fully healthy, mind you, you don't deserve to win the division. When you can't recover an onside kick against a division rival, you don't deserve to win the division. And another thing that has truly stood out to me, guys, and I don't know if you guys have thought about this because I haven't really heard anyone mentioning it, Lambeau Field seems to have lost its home field advantage. The Packers have lost, what, 3 games there this season? And I believe I saw a stat where under the Holmgren era, they only lost like 7 games within like a span of 7 years or something like that. Lambeau, I remember a time where the Packers would hardly lose there, and now it seems like it's happening far too much where they lose at home. And we're also seeing, you know, cheese graters on the sideline with the Ravens players and the Bears players, and it's just like teams are making a mockery of the Packers, and I would like for somebody to take that a little more personal. I'd like for this Packers team to come with an edge, get ticked off. It seems like us fans are more ticked off than the players. I mean, this is pathetic what we saw Saturday night. I mean, their teams and fans and people are making a mockery of the Green Bay Packers, and now it's up to them to, you know, turn the tide a little bit. This is getting pathetic. I don't have personally no confidence and faith in this team in the playoffs. I hope they prove me wrong, but that's where I'm at personally to describe this team this season.
Mo, great call. I think you make some valid points. I think the stat was that Mike Holmgren lost 5 home games in the entirety of his Packers tenure. I will fact check that, but obviously that is true. I have some breaking news from the YouTube comments.
Uh-oh.
For those of you that listen to the show and you hear the beginning of the show where we have our long discussion about our names being dead, allegedly, now again, I can't fact check this. I'm not asking for identification. We have a 12-year-old in our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat, and his name is Mark.
Oh, I love it.
Mark is making a comeback.
Let's go.
Might be the youngest Mark I've seen in a very long time.
Can we potentially bring him on the show? We could have a Mark and Mark segment?
Again, there aren't a lot of guardrails for YouTube.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah. So I guess I can't. We'd have to
Can
go through some vetting.
Can he sub for me tomorrow? Can Mark sub for me tomorrow?
He's off of school, right?
Yeah,
that's
indeed.
True. No school.
Indeed. Let's get to another call. Let's go from discussing a Mark to talking to a Jason. Let's go to Jason in Wauwatosa. Jason, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. I'm guessing you're not 12.
No, Jason, unfortunately, I'm even older than you, I think. So I'm of that. And I have a brother-in-law named Mark, if that helps.
Nice! What a crew. You guys could do your own show.
Yeah. Well, I think us Jasons need to stick together. But
amen to that.
You are correct. There are fewer and fewer. Although I also have a son-in-law named Jason, so we keep it a little bit in the picture.
Is he your only son-in-law? I don't know how many daughters you have. Is he your only son-in-law?
No, I also have an Andy. So
okay, so do you treat him better?
You know any Jessies that could cut some LaFleur audio clips?
I do not know any Jessies.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail you, Jason. your thoughts. The floor is yours.
Well, so Jason, based on, you know, things you've reported, and I think other reporters who cover the team, it's my understanding that the consensus is that probably Rashawn Gary and Elgton Jenkins won't be on the Packers roster in 2026. And correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No, I think you're probably right.
I mean, I don't think you're the only one reporting it, or you're not breaking news. I think it's pretty clear with, you know, Rashawn and given their contracts and everything. But I think Mo just talked about immaturity and stuff. My understanding is that once Rashawn Gary and Elgton Jenkins are off the roster, there will be exactly one player from the 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021 drafts on the Packers roster, and that's Jordan Love. And my question to you guys is that by design that they're always trying to be young or what? Because that's four of Goody's first eight drafts, and I don't see, like, the veteran presence that, you know, we talked about the lack of all Pro Bowl players and stuff. It seems like, I don't know if it's designed to be young every year or what, but to just have one player from those four drafts on the roster, that seems light to me. I mean, Jordan Love is great, but I don't think he could do it alone. And it kind of reminds me of, like, when we had Aaron Rodgers late stages, we got the quarterback set and a bunch of young guys around him. I don't know. I would love to hear your guys' input on why we don't have guys from the drafts and we're just trying to stay young, or what the purpose is.
Yeah, and you can expand it one more year, and you only get to add one more player. Isaiah McDuffie is the only one left from the 2021 class. So, I haven't done the math on the other 31 drafts, right? I'm sure that there are, or 31 other teams, I'm sure there are other teams that don't have a lot of pieces from those drafts either. But again, for a draft and develop, the whole idea is to get those guys and then have them be good enough that you want to re-sign them. The 2022 class, to your point, they have obviously extended Christian Watson by a year, so he is under contract, and they extended Zach Tom. But that draft class, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt is under contract with a fifth-year option. Quay Walker, Sean Ryan, Romeo Doubs, Kingsley Enagbare, Rashid Walker, all free agents after this season. And I'm not sure who among them will be re-signed there. Again, this is part of the chicken and the egg of, is the coaching not good enough? Is the approach to roster building, are they too young? All these things happen when you lose games and you put yourself in the position they're in again, where they're going to be the seventh seed. You don't kick it away in Chicago. You're playing for all kinds of things. Maybe the focus is better on Saturday night against the Ravens, and the conversation is different. But as Tausch so eloquently put it earlier, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas all year long. That's not where they're at. And so, Tausch, as the Goody stand, how do you respond to Jason's point about the draft classes if both Elton and Rashawn Gary are gone after the season?
Yeah, the draft class hasn't been good enough. I think for a lot of us, and when you look at, you know, where this team is in this roster, his 23 class has obviously been dynamite. He's got a ton of really good players. But they still have to continue to improve and showcase where they're at. That's the Tucker Kraft and that group. But the point Jason just brought up, there to answer the question, I'm always amazed when I see a Dallas Cowboys trade Micah Parsons. You draft a guy and he turns out to be the guy you hope. You want to pay a player like that. That means you're right. Mm-hmm. That means you're right. Don't take an L when you're right. I'm always amazed. I'll take W's when I'm wrong. And we got guys taking L's when they're right. No, I'm serious.
That may be the truest thing you've ever said about yourself.
I don't understand. And Goody, if Goody's getting it right, he wants to pay guys. And by the way, when he has been right, Zach Tom, he pays him. right? Elgton Jenkins, he paid He paid Zach Tom?
Yeah, he did. And he also paid Rashawn Gary. Was he right about that? He's been wrong twice on him, it would appear.
You just hate Rashawn Gary.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know what else to say.
That's what I've heard.
But So he has not drafted well enough to continue to restock this way. And that is why you go out and get Micah. That's why you go out and sign Hobbs, who it's just not worked. It has not worked. No. Okay. He played a lot, and I think he got hurt again. It hadn't worked. And then you start looking at the O-line. You got to go pay Aaron Banks. So free agency should always be supplemental. And to Goody's point, he doesn't bring in a bunch of old guys. I don't know what he's going to do with Banksy moving forward. But it has not worked. And there's, you know, the depth starts showing up. And, you know, guys, you can't have one player from that long ago. What year is it? 18, 19, 20, and 21. And he's got one guy that more than likely is going to be on the roster in 26?
Correct.
Not if you're a draft and develop team. So my Goody standum, 2026 is going to be a referendum. I don't know where I'm going to go. But if this team loses in the first round again, which is more than, I mean, again, depending if the Bears, we play the Bears, we'll be favored. But this season has not been good enough. This should have been a division-winning team that everybody is thinking could go win a Super Bowl. And up until 3 weeks ago, when Micah got hurt, I felt that way.
I did
now
too.
It's going to take... It is going to take a lot to change a lot of people's minds.
You should change your mind about your current bank if you're unhappy. What are you waiting for? Make the switch to Associated Bank, the best customer service in the industry, and they've got the awards to prove it. Whether it's early pay so you have access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring so you know that your credit's in a great spot, for when you want to make a big purchase like our furniture from Steinhoffel's. And, of course, fraud protection. I experienced it for myself. They had my back and had my money safe and secure because they've got great customer service. And on top of that, they've got Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. So go to Associated Bank to find out more. More of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Yeah, I think one of his strengths coming out in the draft was he's got a live arm. I mean, the guy it's pretty impressive, the power that he has behind his arm and how far he can throw the football, and yeah, he can make any throw on the planet. I put him up against anybody.
Or discussing backup quarterback Malik Willis.
Oh, I thought it was Toon. Tooney.
Maybe we'll go there in the 11 o'clock hour. Maybe we won't. Maybe I just don't think properly. Maybe my brain doesn't work the right way. It never crossed my mind.
Or maybe you're not a prisoner of the moment.
Maybe. Nevertheless, we will have to wait and see if there ever develops a quarterback controversy. By the way, from Micah Parsons, a source close
bored.
To...
I could tell he's getting bored. He's tweeting a lot.
Source close to Micah Parsons, his name is Micah Parsons, breaking the news, he's having his ACL surgery today.
Oh, good.
So he posted a photo of himself in his hospital gown and the whole deal. So we will
Is he doing it in Green Bay or is he going somewhere else?
It's a great question. Don't know the answer. Doc McKenzie retired. So I'm not sure.
I saw that.
Is he going to do a
retirement?
Is he going to do a podcast now that he's not playing for the next several months?
Micah?
Yeah.
Or Doc?
Maybe.
Should we get Doc McKenzie to do a once a week pod with us?
He certainly has spent a lot of time with both of us.
The doctor is in.
That's what we would call it. You nailed it. Good job, Jesse.
Fixed your, He fixed your plantar fascia pretty quickly.
Jason and Doc McKenzie doing a podcast in a van in a parking lot at whatever high school. That's the move. Yep.
That still might be the most just unbelievable visual that I've ever seen. Hey, boys, Jordan Love busted his hand up. What did he do in training camp? Busted his hand or his thumb?
Yes,
hold up. Yeah, I'll be in 20 minutes. I got to go head over to Ashwaubenon on High. I got to check Wildy's foot. You know, he's been dealing with a little plantar fascia. We'll get back to the quarterback here in about an hour. Well, we got to see if we can practice. No, we get Wildy fixed up and we'll come on by. What a deal, huh?
Turf toe. Let's go to Ron in Sheboygan. Ron, good morning.
I forgot it was.
How could you forget?
Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing today?
Your toe's okay now?
I'm great. Yeah, sorry to keep you waiting there. Yeah, that was the doctor is
in. Right. Look,
tune in next week.
Yeah, I have some numbers to help you and your listeners kind of clarify a couple of things that you did, and then I got to get out of my main point. Number one, in 2025, fourth and less than one conversion rates underneath center quarterback sneak is 80%. Conversion rates out of the shotgun, less than 60. It's like 55%. In 2025. That's number one. Number two, Tausch's claim that he just doesn't trust the defense once the injury to Micah Parsons happened. So I did some quick math. Points given up in 13.75 games because Micah got hurt late in the third quarter against Denver. They scored 20 before he got hurt, then they scored 14 after he got hurt, and then the last two games as well. So I divided it by 13.75 and 2.25. Here's the points against per game. 20.04 with Micah Parsons in the lineup. 38.66 with Micah Parsons not in the lineup per game. So that's just some numbers that you can make of what you will.
Okay.
Now,
a lot of math.
My main point.
Ron, that's a lot of math. On a break. That's pretty good.
First of all, it wasn't done on the break, number one. And
we had all that time sitting on hold, so.
That's true. Yeah. That's fair.
So my main point is this. A rhetorical question. Are the Packers going to get to the Super Bowl this year? Probably not. But you know what? That could be said for virtually every single 14 teams in the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. Probably not. I've been a football fan for 50 years, serious football fan for 50 years. And I can't independently recollect, maybe it's happened, but the playoff teams being so evenly matched in 50 years. They are all, every single one of these 14 teams are extremely flawed, usually on one side of the ball or the other. You can take a look at the 49ers. I mean, all you had to do is watch a game last night. That's your potential number one and number two seeds in the NFC. And to say that the defense is bad would be a compliment because the defense was basically non-existent for either team. You can't go deep in the playoffs with non-existent defense and no pass rush. It's just not going to happen. Seattle, do you really want to pin your Super Bowl hopes on that quarterback?
Sam Darnold.
I don't.
No, you don't. I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bet my life on Sam Darnold being able to play three games in the playoffs without throwing a bunch of picks. The AFC South and the NFC South is out the door. So that leaves Philadelphia and L.A.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Eagles went into the Bills stadium last night. And against a very poor defense. I get the weather and all that, but against a very poor defense, they were only able to put up 13 points. And that quarterback went 0-for-7 in the second half, didn't have a completion in the second half. Newsflash, that's the second time this year that Jalen Hurts has not had a completion in the second half. So their offense is pretty weak. That leaves us with the Los Angeles Rams, and we're going to see tonight. But I'm not impressed with their defense whatsoever. Their defense is also weak. So can the Packers make the Super Bowl? Probably not. But But that could be said for every team going into the playoffs. And the Packers may have just enough on both sides of the ball to make a run. Just enough. Even with all their injuries. Because their defense is okay. It's not been great, but it's okay. It's better than most of the defenses in the playoffs right now. And
I agree with that.
If they get healthy on offense, they're going to light up these defenses. They will light these defenses up in the playoffs. So, again, are they going to make the playoff? Are they going to make the Super Bowl? Probably not. But they have a better chance than most fans think they do. So I appreciate your time, guys.
Now they have to figure out who their starting quarterback will be.
Jesse, I'm going to say this. Bookmark Ron's call because it's how I feel. I feel very similar. I don't want to play the Rams or Eagles. Everybody else, and by the way, the Rams are more than likely going to play the Eagles, and one of those teams is Bye-bye. They're Bye-bye.
Yep.
And if we do find a way to go Chicago-San Fran, which is more than likely going to be how this thing shakes out for Green Bay if they win, I love both those matchups. And all of a sudden you're looking, you know, everything will have to be on the road, which is, you know, not great. But if it's the Rams, you're going to have 50% of the crowd out there. So it's not as crazy because we're coming off of a brutal performance. And when Ron says our defense isn't, our defense on Saturday ain't beaten, we ain't beating anybody. We beat the Raiders and that's it. We're losing to every other team in the league if we play like that. But that doesn't mean we're going to play like that this week or for certain against Chicago. So I am agreeing. I think Ron brought up some great points. And Jesse, if and when we make the NFC Championship game, run that call back because Ron will look like a prophet.
Yeah, but can he tell us about Tito's Vodka the way you can, since you guys are on the same page?
Well, we got the Tito's Bowl coming up in Minnesota this weekend. Yeah, I think Ron could. I don't know what Ron loves, but if he loves a good cocktail, I'm guessing Tito's will be in it. It's my go-to. It's made in Austin, Texas, and with the holidays. I went cranberry. That's what I liked having. Again, till we get about to middle of January, that's Tito's and cranberry is what I like. You can like whatever you like, but I do know this. Tito's makes great drinks, whatever your concoction is with it. And they love giving back to the community, partnering with nonprofits, and doing real good, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
The 11 o'clock hour starts late, and it starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.